Okay, so today is March 18th, 2003, and we're going to do lesson number 19 called Preparation for a Clock. So most of you are familiar with what we've called the pelvic clock. And for those of you who are not familiar, I will give you a brief description so that you will understand it for the lesson. So as you're lying there on your back, checking in with yourself, you can begin to imagine as if you were lying on the face of a clock. So you have 12 o'clock, and in the opposite direction, 6 o'clock. And we'll put 12 o'clock up towards your lower back. So we'll say that's the top part of the clock. Does that make sense? And then 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is down where your tailbone is. So that would put 3 o'clock to the right side and 9 o'clock to the left side. So where your right hip is. So it's like you're lying directly on a clock. Is that imagery clear for everybody? Okay. So as you're sensing that clock underneath your lower back and pelvis, observe how that part of your pelvis and back makes contact with the floor. Where do you have spaces where you're not making any contact? And where do you feel very heavy, making a lot of contact? How is your mid-back and upper back resting on the floor? How do you sense your shoulder blades resting? How are your arms resting along the floor? And how are your legs lying on the floor? Now go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And as you all know by now, is to find a good standing position for your feet. So that means that it's a place where there's minimal effort required to keep them up. So if they're too close to you or too far away, that takes extra work. Or if they're completely glued together or spread too far apart, that takes extra work. So you find that place, that's it. Much better. Good. Now begin to do a movement of thinking of lifting in a way the tailbone so that you press your lower back closer down into the floor. And that means you press the area called 12 o'clock into the floor. And we're just going to do that direction a few times to really familiarize yourself with 12 o'clock. So again, the idea is that the lower part of your spine presses into the floor, and your tailbone, which is the very end of the spine, or the coccyx, begins to lift. Good. And as you do the movement just a few more times, observe what happens on what I call the return, as you return back to neutral. Let's see, why don't you scoot up a little bit so that this crease isn't right where your pelvis is. Up a little more. There you go. So your feet, there you go. Good, good, good. So can you feel on the return that your pelvis actually starts to arch the opposite way? So you're going to begin to exaggerate that movement, meaning that you think of your belly protruding outward, and you begin to bring the weight down towards the tailbone, which is 6 o'clock, touching the floor, and allowing 12 o'clock, the lower part of your spine, to lift. And very slowly and gently, just continue to go at your own pace from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And it's really a movement that is that you're rolling over each vertebra and the coccyx. There's no intentional lifting per se. The lower back lifts because the pressure comes down to the tailbone. Does that make sense? And really try to exaggerate the direction of coming towards 6 o'clock, where you really arched your spine. It's like creating a bridge, a gap under your entire lower back and mid back. It's often very difficult to feel that area called the tailbone, so you actually have to really imagine as if you're coming to sit onto it. And pause for a moment. You can straighten your legs to rest. And just notice how that one movement has changed the way in which that area, your pelvis, tailbone area, sacrum, is lying now. Bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing. And now this time we're going to go to visit 3 o'clock, which I called your right side. That makes the most sense for me. So begin to press the right side of your pelvis slightly into the floor, where you would imagine 3 o'clock would be on your clock. And to press the right side down means that the left side has to slightly lift up. And as you do this, your knees stay fairly directed towards the ceiling. So you create a differentiated movement with your hip joints and your pelvis. So that means that your knees and legs do not fall over to the side. That's it. Good. And now begin to explore 9 o'clock. So that's pressing the left side of the pelvis down into the floor and allowing the right side to lift up. Going, again, very slowly, gently for yourself. Is 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock directly across from one another? Or do you sense that there's an angle, that maybe 9 o'clock is tipped up a little higher or vice versa? How smooth is the movement going from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock compared to when you went from 12 o'clock to 6? That's it. Are you breathing? Are you having a tendency to hold your breath? Go ahead and pause, straighten your legs, and rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time we're going to start up at 12 o'clock. So 12 o'clock again was when you pressed the lower part of your back into the floor. And now begin to go from 12 o'clock over to 1, 2, and then 3 o'clock. So we're just going to do a quarter of a circle. And then you reverse it. So once you get to 3 o'clock, you try to retrace your steps. So you try to go from 3, back to 2, to 1, and up to 12. Notice for yourself if it's easier to go from 12 to 3, or is the return from 3 to 12 easier for you? And usually what that means is when something feels easier, it's just more familiar. Good. Now come back up to 12. And now from 12, can you go over to 11, 10, and 9? So that would be to the left side. And then you reverse it, going from 9, 10, 11, and 12. What is it like to do this quarter part of the circle, this quadrant? With this lesson, the slower that you go, the more information you receive. So there's no reason to be in a hurry or a rush. Good. Now come back to 12 o'clock and just a few times revisit going from 12 to 6 and back up to 12. And just observe for yourself if anything's different now about that direction of the movement. Great. Now pause for a second. And this time you're going to go down to 6 o'clock. So that's where you're, in a way, sitting on the end of the tailbone. You have a nice big arch in the lower back. And from 6, can you go 6, 5, 4, and 3, which is the lower right-hand quadrant. So you start at 6 and you go over to 5, slightly up to 4, and by the time you get to 3, it's when the right side of the pelvis is leaning over. And again, your legs need to continue to be what I call standing legs. So if they start to slip or slide away from you, reposition the feet so that you can use them for stability. So again, you're differentiating out the pelvis from the hips. You're doing the movement with the pelvis, and the hips are just receiving the differentiation. They're not creating the movement. That's it. And again, you go from 3 over to 4, 5, and back to 6. Good. And now come back to 6, and let's do the last quadrant, which would be going from 6 to 7, 8, and 9. And again, then you reverse it from 9 back to 6. So this should be over to the left lower quadrant. And if you have a tendency to lift your feet, really position them to keep them quiet and down on the floor. And then you go from 9 to 8, 7, 6. And occasionally you can check in with your breathing, your breath, that area that we've identified called the tanden is very much affected in this lesson. It's the area, once again, in between your belly button and the pubic bone. So occasionally check in with that area, and you can also check in with your smile. Now, come back to pausing for a moment, and let's just go from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And just feel how that's feeling now, just straight across. Again, the knees always stay directed towards the ceiling. So, in a way, what that means is when you lift 3 o'clock up, there's a slight sense of push in the right foot, yeah? And when you lift 9 o'clock up, there's a push with the left foot. It's like an anchor. But your knees have to stay directed towards the ceiling and your feet don't move. Now, go ahead. The rest of you can, whenever you feel tired and complete with the movement, go ahead and take a break. That's enough. That's it. So that's 9. And then bring this side down. That's 3. Good. That's enough. And now 12 o'clock is pressing the lower back into the floor. And then arching, bringing the tailbone really arch there. Even more. That's 6 o'clock. So you're lying on a clock. 12, 3, 6. These stay standing. And check in with how you're making contact now. What's new in the way that you're lying on your pelvis now? Please bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time we'll try to go around the whole clock, the circle. So we'll start at 12. That means press the lower part of your back into the floor. And from 12, you go over to 3 o'clock, which is the right. From 3, you arc down to 6. And from 6, you go over to 9. And from 9, you go up to 12. And again, the slower that you go with this lesson, the more information you're going to learn for yourself. When you go quickly with this lesson, you will bypass some of those numbers on the clock. That's it. That's nice, Gail. Now, as you continue to do the circle, look for an opportunity when you yourself can reverse the circle. So it would be making the circle counterclockwise. And you just find your own moment when it feels right to do that, so that your breath and your breathing is not interrupted. You can continue with the widening of your smile. And even in the counterclockwise circle phase, again, find a time when you feel confident to reverse the circle, change the circle and the orientation. And for many of you, you might be experiencing areas along the clock where it gets very kind of jaggedy and bumpy. And so that's an area where it's very unfamiliar or unclear for you to go over there. So really take note of what part of the clock you experience that. And let it go and rest on your back. This is also one of those lessons that wherever you go, you can take with you. It's a really nice one to do in airports, lying on the floor, in between connections. This is always what I do. You get all compressed sitting on an airplane. It's a great thing to do, as long as you don't get influenced or bothered with lying on the floor. Children love it, by the way. They feel so thrilled that they see an adult wanting to be on the floor. Okay, roll to your side now and come up to sitting. And you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together, and you're going to lean on your hands behind you. Now, hopefully most of you remember about leaning on your hands. So you need to position your hands so that you can support yourself, yet you also need to be able to allow the elbows to bend. So that means the fingers, very good, Kathy, the fingers need to be more forward. So if your hands are back like how you had them, Betsy, which is okay, it's good to learn from it, you lock the elbows. There's no place for you to go. So when your fingers are pointing forward, which means orientated towards your feet and the front of the room, you can bend your elbows. Yeah? Okay. Now in this position, continue to think of you're on the clock, 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So 12 o'clock would be rounding your spine backwards as if you were going to lower your lower back towards the floor. And then 6 o'clock is pushing the belly out as far as you can and sitting on the tailbone. So in this position, you now begin to involve your chest and your spine a lot more. So when you go back to 12 o'clock, your chest needs to sink. Your head drops, your spine rounds. And then as you bring the belly forward, the pubic bone goes down and out, you arch your spine, your chest comes forward. And in fact, the weight actually comes off your hands as you go towards 6 o'clock. So it's the pelvis that is the initiator of the movement. And it's your back, your ribs, your spine, your head that are the followers. That's it. Good. See if you can let a little bit more in here. That's it. So when you come back here, they're round. Good. And then stop there. And now try to push. Before you go here, push. Ah, that's better. I know it's hard because you're so unfamiliar. Good. There. And then push here first. That's it. Really arch there. That's it. Good. Now, let's go from 12 o'clock over to 3 o'clock. So that's leaning back on your hands, and then you roll over towards 3 o'clock, and then reverse it. Very good. So notice when you go over to 3 o'clock, very nice, Betsy, your right knee comes down towards the floor and the left lifts up, yeah? That's it. Good. Now, can you go from 12 o'clock over to 9? Push this out. There you go. Is that better now? Mm-hmm. Push. Okay. Everybody lie down and rest for a minute. Now, bend your knees again, lying on your back. So some of you, as soon as you come up to sitting, you regress with the movement. So let's just remember, go back from 6 to 12, and feel when you go, 12 to 6. When you go from 12 to 6, what happens in the lower back in the sacrum? Say it louder.
Arches.
Arches, right? So why can't you do that when you sit up? Why is it that you all can do it when you're lying down? So feel what you do. Where is the power in your pelvis to do that? Now, what's different when you sit? You don't have the mat to lean against as a reference. That's one thing that's different, and that's probably the only thing that's different. Is that you're spatially orientated different. And yes, you sit on your buttocks. But because you're sitting on your buttocks, shouldn't interfere with the arching of your lower back. So feel what you're doing. Now, come up to sitting again. Same position, soles of your feet together, and create the same feeling. So think it through. You want to feel the same experience in your lower back. So when you push your belly out, you arch the lower back. That's it. Now, some of you were already doing it. So if you were already doing it, do what you were doing. It's so interesting when I make a comment. Those of you, it's like what I talked about last week with masterful thinking and helplessness. Those of you that were doing it, just know that you were doing it. Some of you second-guess yourself, and now you've stopped doing it. The ones that weren't doing it are doing it now. So, figure out what you were doing on the floor in a feeling state. That's it, Danielle. And do it in sitting. That's it, Garna. Push your belly out, though, even more. That way you're okay. That's it. And lean on your hands behind you. That's okay. Good. Now, do you feel the difference? Do some of you know what you were doing the other way? So lean on your hands and go back towards 12. And now just take the whole unit over to 3 o'clock. Uh-huh. That's what some of you were doing. Do you see how that's not the same thing? Do you see how that's different than pushing out? So when you just go left and right, you're just covering from 12, the back part of the arc. Okay, now let's try to make a circle. Go from 12 o'clock, whichever way you'd like to go. You can go from 12 over to 3, or you could go back to 9, and then you go up to 6. So by the time you get to 6 o'clock, the hands become very light. You're hardly weight-bearing on the hands at all. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they have to come off, Linda, but they get light. There. Uh-huh. Lean back a little bit more. There you go. Yeah. There. There you go. Change the direction. That's it, Gail. Feel how your chest and sternum follows the orientation of your pubic bone. Good. Rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees out to the side so that the soles of your feet come together, and then you're going to lean yourself up onto your forearms. So that means from the elbow to your hand is you're resting on. So just lift your upper body. So lean on your forearms. There you go. Good. Hands down. Good. Now, in this position, let's go from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So 12 o'clock is taking the back all the way back, and then 6 o'clock is pushing that belly out as far as you can. And the pubic bone needs to come down and forward, forward being orientated towards your heels or where your feet are. Forward is in front of you. Is that clear? Directions? That's it, Gail. That's it, Bev. And some of you, which is fine, want to allow your head to tilt back as your belly comes out and forward, and that's fine to see what that's like. Good. Now, let's see if you can go from 12 o'clock over to 3 and then to 6. So you do a half a circle and then reverse it. Good. Now let's go from 12 o'clock over to 9 and 6. So that would be the half a circle to the left. Your legs go up? Yeah, that's right. No, that's okay. Great. And rest on your back. I know that's hard on the upper body leaning there.
straining your neck.
From straining your neck? Yeah. Is to have more weight down in your pelvis. Yeah. It's when you're leaning too much on the forearms and scrunching here. So you have to stay kind of tall in the spine and the ribs, even though you're doing this kind of movement. You don't shrug. Now let's see if you can continue to lie on your back. Bring the soles of your feet together so your knees are open. And now from this position, let's explore 12 and 6 o'clock. So 12 o'clock, when you go to 12 o'clock, which is pressing the lower part of your back and spine into the floor, it will pull the knees up, right? The knees lift. And then when you go towards 6 o'clock, which is pushing the belly out, the pubic bone down, your knees widen and flare out. Now, in addition to that, feel what happens with your whole spine all the way up to your head. That this movement of 12 and 6 o'clock pushes and pulls your head. And let it go and rest. Straighten your legs and rest. Once again, bend your knees wide out to the sides to bring the soles of your feet together. You're lying on your back. And now begin to make a circle. So let's go clockwise from 12 o'clock to 3, down to 6, over to 9, and back up to 12. You should feel lots and lots of movement in your spine, in your ribs. Again, the initiation of the movement is from the pelvis, but you feel the rest of yourself following the movement. And then find an appropriate time for yourself to change the direction of the circle. Great. Okay. And let's rest again. Now, with your legs long, begin to move your pelvis from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So how do you do that? That's it. Feel how your feet now get a very big response. That's it. And now can you start to make a circle? And I'll let you pick the direction of the circle. That's it. Good. And can you change the direction of your circle? And notice how close together or how wide apart your feet are. So if your legs are a little bit further apart, it's easier to make the circle. If they're absolutely glued together, it's quite difficult. That's it. Notice what happens with your knees. Once again, change the direction of the circle. Very nice, Linda. and rest again. Roll to your side again and come up to sitting. Sit with the soles of your feet together. Lean on your hands behind you. Fingers are pointing forward. And begin to make a circle. You can choose your direction, so you can go clockwise or counterclockwise. Just feel how the circle feels to you now. And again, remind yourself that it's your pelvis initiating the movement. Some of you, as soon as you change your orientation, coming up to sitting, you activate your chest. So the chest is the follower. It's like playing follow the leader. The leader is your pelvis. And how you know when your pelvis is leading is because the weight lightens through your hands throughout the clock. Now change the direction. Good. Now pause in the center for a moment and see if you can lift up your right leg and just place it on your left foot and ankle. So you just kind of slide it over so that that's it. It's resting. So you keep the soles of the feet like that. You just take the right one and place it on the left. A little bit further over, Betsy. There you go. Now go back to making your circles and observe how this changes the situation. It'll remind some of you what you already do naturally in the pelvis. Puts a constraint there, right? Some of you do this naturally. Okay, come back to the center and change over the crossing. So let's put your left foot on top of the right and change the direction of your circle. So it really means the left ankle sitting kind of on the right ankle. That's good. That's it. Okay, and rest on your back again. Sorry. We're almost done. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend just your right knee so your right foot comes to standing. That means your left leg remains long. And let's begin to make a clock with this configuration. So you can start at 12 and go to 3 and down to 6 and over to 9. Can you change the direction of the circle? Very nice. And now just change the legs. So bend the left knee and bring the left foot to standing and elongate your right leg. And then just pick up the movement. Continue on in your own pace. One of the things I'm really appreciating about you all in this class is you're really learning for yourself how to pace and have a rhythm for yourself. This is very, very important. And when it feels right to you, you can change the direction of the circle. Remind yourself about your breathing, the widening of your smile. Very nice. And take another break and rest. Now, one last time, let's have you bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Let's return to our beginning movement. And just start by going from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And sensing for yourself how the quality of the movement now has changed. How the rest of yourself follows the movement so much easier and clearer. That's it, Betsy. Your head and your chin move a lot more. That's it. And now visit 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, going left and right. Just to remind you again, the knees stay orientated towards the ceiling. And how is that feeling to go right across the pelvis now? Perhaps if there were some areas that were sore or uncomfortable in the beginning, have they somehow smoothed out? So it's become a more pleasurable direction to move your pelvis. And now begin to make a circle. Whichever direction you feel like starting the circle, and really taking your time so that you can go to each number along the circle. And then finding a moment when it feels right to you to change the circle, go in the opposite direction. Very nice, Betsy. Good. Now, a couple of times, let's spread your feet, there you go. A couple of times, let's do the circle a little bit faster now. Have a little more fun with it. That's it. And then change the direction. That's that good, but really come forward. Even more. There. Good. You know how to flatten really well. Come over. But now when you push this out, push it out. Push, push, push into my hand. Push. That's the idea. Right. But really get it out there. That's it, Kathy. Good. Good. And then find a way to slow it down. So you just very quietly slow the circles down, slow it down, until eventually you get so slow that you come to a stop, and then you lengthen your legs and rest on your back. And once you're resting on your back, take a moment to sense now how your pelvis and lower back is resting on the floor. Is there a certain aliveness that's now happened inside the pelvis? You can actually feel and sense and perceive the buttocks, the whole area of the pelvis now. And how is your mid-back and upper back resting on the floor? How are your shoulders lying on the floor? And then just take one more moment to ask yourself, what did you enjoy the most about this lesson? Or which position or configuration did you enjoy the most or learn the most from? So this lesson, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the most useful lessons to keep in your mental repertoire that you can use at any time and any place. If you're ever feeling any kind of discomfort in your back or your pelvis or a hip joint, this is the lesson that you can lie down and take yourself through. Pretty easy to remember too. Okay, so let's have you go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. And once you're in standing, just take a moment to think about what this idea of the clock and the movement of the pelvis has to do with walking.
Or belly dancing. Or belly dancing,
that's right. So you can just, for the day, kind of percolate about that. Think about, okay, what do all those directions and movements of the pelvis have to do with allowing ourselves to move in space, upright, walking on our legs? Okay, you guys did very nicely today. So everybody have a nice day, and we will see you then in 2 weeks.
Got a card for you.
Get it in my drink. 2 weeks.